It's the Christmas Eve edition of Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. As we make our way through a list of studio guests celebrating the holiday season and starting the new feature with Miss Jan D'Autry, that'll be a lot of fun.
Jan is so fun to work with. And we just posted this on Facebook this morning, this recipe. So you can go right there. If you click on it, it'll take you right to our blog on our website. It'll play a little video for you. It gives you the full list of ingredients. We are actually having that roast tonight. It's a great meal for coming and going. You know, you're not sure when everybody's going to be there. It's not a sit-down dinner tonight. And then the rolls I'm going to have for our dinner tomorrow night because they're really fast and easy and really, really beautiful for very little effort. So I'm looking forward to doing that. I'm just really looking forward to having this feature with Jan. We love to cook. We're foodies. We love to try new things, but we don't always have time anymore to research new things. So I like having it hand-fed to us. And she has done a lot of she's done just a very excellent job of making sure it's something that comes out right. It pleases her to know that you're going to be able to succeed at a recipe because she's explained it well and it's not a trial and error kind of thing. So that being said, I just wanted you to know we are out of the office now, but until January 3rd.
Yeah, we have closed the office for our staff to allow them the entire week with their family. Mike, are you jumping on? You jumping on an airplane, Cowboy?
6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, and it's heading to...
Heading to Charlotte.
Heading to Charlotte. The whole family left South Dakota.
They all moved away.
You don't have any family left in South Dakota?
No, I have one cousin in Rapid City, South Dakota, and that's it. Everybody moved. So get to meet a new niece for the first time this Christmas, so that'll be fun. My sister adopted a Guatemalan baby, so she is adorable. So can't wait to meet her.
All right. Have a great week in Charlotte.
And thanks for the week off, boss.
Yeah, you betcha, man. We try to do it every year, but it's so tough because when Christmas falls on Wednesday, New Year's falls on Wednesday, you're basically giving 2 weeks off because they're not getting anything done Monday. Christmas Eve Eve, and they're not getting anything done the next Monday, New Year's Eve Eve, and they're not getting done anything. So when it falls Sunday to Sunday, it is a perfect entrepreneur's dream. You just say, hey, see you January 2nd.
Yes, we're looking forward to that. So, but I don't want anybody to get concerned. We really have set up the website to be so user-friendly. If you need anything from us during that time, you can go there. You can find a trusted partner. Let's say you have a toilet backup or something goes wrong. You need an electrician or a plumber or any kind of service. Just go right there on the website to the Find a Trusted Partner. Put in your zip code or your city and the category, and you'll have some choices right there to choose from. Also, lots of DIY, FAQ kind of information if you're wanting to figure out something for yourself. And then on the very front page, then you can link right to the recipe we just talked about and find Jan. You can find a video. We're going to be updating quite a few of those coming in the next couple weeks, just new videos each week about things to do around your house, little tips.
There's a small library of videos there now, but we're taking your most frequently asked questions and turning them into instructional videos, and you'll start seeing those videos added to the front page of the website, just make it a little bit easier to comprehend what we're trying to talk about here on the radio. Isn't it incredible? All of this is a result of a triple dog dare.
That was years ago.
When someone dared me to go down to KJR and ask them if they wanted to do a home improvement show.
How'd that go for you?
It didn't go so well. They said no.
Because you had never done what?
I'd never been on the radio. And they said, look, why don't you go find a place you can get on and we'll listen. And if we think you're good enough, we'll call you and you can come on over and join KTAR. So I was actually on another station for a year and a half. And I appreciate their willingness to give it a try and give it a whirl. And then this website thing, I mean, we were on air 12 years before we ever had a website. And all we had was like a phone directory referral list. Then Romy comes home after finishing high school and going and live in Louisiana for a year, comes home and says, well, we need to build a website. And he and Dick Mattson got together, and I had no idea what it was.
And now they've just recently upgraded this past year. And do you know that in a millennial's mind, if you don't have a website, you don't exist? So it's really important. This way we communicate with people is right here on the web. And but if you don't, you know, if you're the generation that says, you know what, I'm not going there, I don't have email, I don't do internet, that's
call
okay
us.
Too. You can call us.
We're there.
Now this week you're going to have to ask one of your kids to look it up for you because we won't be able to answer your questions.
That's right.
But the other thing that we have that's very nice on the website is the podcast. So if you have heard something, what were they talking about? What did they say? What was the answer to that? Each and every week is recorded and kept on the website, and Mike does a great job of archiving the questions. So you just read through there and say, oh, there's that. I remember it was last week, and it was second hour, and you just zip down there, and you'll see the exact question written out. Click on it, and you can hear the answer again.
But you have to be careful, because how many phone calls do we get during the week? Since, Rosie, you were talking about chimneys last week, and you gave a referral to chimney sweeps. I haven't talked about chimneys in like 6 months. So we start scrolling through the archives to see what was it I said, but that's just the way people remember. They'll hear something and then not get around to asking for clarification for months.
Well, we give it a real try, but not always can we get to it. But Mike, we thank you for that service because it helps all of us in a lot of ways.
So on a triple dog dare to plant the idea of a home improvement radio show at KTAR, launched the Rosie on the House broadcast, an hour program every Saturday morning. It's now grown to 4 hours. And it launched the website, rosieonthehouse.com, which really is pretty darn humbling. It is the number one resource for Arizona homeowners. Do it yourself or find someone to do it for you, referral directory. The number one contractor referral directory in all of Arizona. You know the national names that are contract referrals. We beat them. We beat every one of them. You know the local competitors. We beat them. And the reason I think that we beat them is we hold our standards to such a high level that we're the only contract referral directory that has a complaint resolution with teeth. Many of the other referral directories, you get a complaint, and there's a disclaimer on their homepage that says, we've already done our screening. If you have a problem, it's on you. Solve it. Not at Rosie on the House. You have a problem with one of our contractors, it goes right across my desk. Rosie on the House, every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Go to the Rosie on the House Facebook page to keep up with the Cajun Carpenters even while they're off air.